Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Okay. So, ya'kul is fi'l mudara. Means present tense verb. Okay. What is the grammar or for the fi'l mudara? Is it mabni or mu'rab? There are two places to cheat on this. The first place is going to be in page
4.
The page I just gave to you, which is page 5. Page 5. Look at the very bottom of the page that I've just given to you, which is called page 5. What does it say? What does it say? Mm-hmm. On the very bottom.
This one?
You're looking the wrong one. This is number 5. So, on the very bottom, what does it say for the grammar of the verb?
مبني على الفتحة.
مبني على الفتحة. مبني على الفتحة is for which kind of verb?
That's past.
That's for past.
Oh,
yeah.
Past.
Yes. So what is present?
So
what
do
you
mean present?
But this present is like marfu'.
Which is marfu'a bil waw.
Marfu'a. Say, hold on, it's just so far we know marfu'. So we say fi'l mudari' marfu'. Fi'l mudari' marfu'. Now we want to know what is the sign of marfu'. Okay, ya'kul. Ya'kul. Okay, ya'kul. I want you to cross the table that I just locked at the very bottom.
Why?
I wanna fix it.
Okay.
I'll bring you the. I'll upload for on the internet both sheets again. And
can you make all of them dark?
Okay, no problem.
All the words are, 'cause then I can actually see it.
Okay, no problem. So, يأكل فعل مضارع مرفوع. Okay? Alright. So, what is the sign of مرفوع here? It's a sign مرفوع. Okay. Let's think about the يأكل. What form is يأكل here? Look at the table.
يأكل
see.
Is regular male.
Yeah, يأكل is where here? It's mentioned where. Which column is يأكل? Remember, ya'kul means yaf'al.
Isn't it second person?
Look, ya'kul means yaf'al. Where is yaf'al there?
Yaf'al is third person.
Third person?
Present.
Third person present. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, the third person present and the third person present, then the verb, the hurul is بالضمة. بالضمة.
Oh, بالضمة.
مرفوع بالضمة. Okay.
فوق
اللام.
فوق اللام.
Yes, فوق where? فوق اللام. You know why فوق اللام?
Because there's what is فوق
اللام? Means above.
So that means the
dhamma
is supposed to be over,
above the lamb. Why the lamb?
Because it's the last letter.
Because it is the last letter without attachments.
Yeah.
So it's over the lamb. So that's the one over here. It's not silent. Why it's not silent? Because you say ya'kulu.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying ya'kulu, then it's not silent. Okay. And then, What's his name, Saeed?
Yes,
Saeed. Saeed. The Dan. Okay. Saeed is single, male or female?
Yeah.
Saeed is a single male. Okay. Go to the table on page.
Single male.
On page. What's the page number here?
Two.
Page number two. Single male. Hold on. Oh, I jumped ahead of you. Let's say, Saeed, is it verb or noun?
No.
Noun. Okay. So, what is the grammar of this noun? Is it fa'il or? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Add these two to your to the end of your. So that would be page 5, and that would be page 6. Okay. Okay. So this is Saeed. What role is playing? What role Saeed is playing? Is he playing
subject.
The subject or the object?
Subject.
He's playing subject. So in the first page, what is subject?
Fa'il.
Fa'il. And what is the default case for the fa'il? If you look at the page 5, I think. Yes, this is page 4 at the very bottom. Page 4 at the very bottom. 4. It says what? Page 4 in the very bottom. So this is this one. This is page 4.
No.
These keep them separate. And did I give you the
this
two?
Yeah.
I got you two.
Yeah.
Where are they?
No.
Oh. Okay. This 5 and 6. Keep these separate. This 5 and 6. Okay. So fa'il, which is
al-fa'il marfu'.
Al-fa'il marfu'. So the default
will be he
marfu'. Fa'il is marfu'. So okay, so we know fa'il, the role is fa'il. First of all, classification is noun. What's the role of the noun? Fa'il. What's the ruling over the? What's the grammar of the fa'il?
Marfu'.
Marfu'. Now, we want to know marfu' بالضمة فتحة كسرة or سكون. So we go into
second page,
and we put one finger on
marfu'a singular dhamma.
Dhamma. Okay. فاعل مرفوع and this مرفوع بالضمة فوق ايه فوق الدال. Why فوق الدال?
Because دال is the last word that's not connected.
Yeah, because that's the name of a person. There are no attachments. So it basically just goes at the end. Side. Good. And then the last is the orange. Okay. Let's see the portokalata. Is it verb? Portokalata is one orange. Is it male or female, by the way?
Female.
Why?
Because there's a tamarbut.
Tamarbut. Good job. So, okay. We look at the portokalata. Verb or noun?
Noun.
Naamun. That's right. It's female noun. What role is it playing? Is it playing the role of the subject or the object?
Object,
because it's being eaten. So we go to the first page and say, object is what in Arabic? Maf'ul bihi. Okay, now. What is the sign of maf'ul bihi? What is the ruling or the grammar of maf'ul bihi? According to page 4. Is it page 4?
Which one?
Okay, page 4. Yes, bottom of page 4. What is the grammar of the maf'ul bihi? Mansub, marfu', majzum. Huh? Mansub. That's the default case. And I will not give you homework and outside of the default cases. I just want you to now, this class, to learn the default cases. Okay? So, mansub. Now, go to the page, the table in page 2. That's page 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go to the page, table of page 2 and see. Marfu' with what? Mansub with what? So, single female, put your finger on single female and mansub. You find that's mansub bil fatha. Bil fatha. Got it? This fatha is located where? So you say ala at al marbuta. Now, usually this part is not mentioned. Usually just usually this part is extra.
This is a,
it's up to you. But as long as you show me with like show me where is the Dhamma, where is the Fatha. In this case.
Okay.
In this case in the homework I'll leave this blank like this. And then you come and say Fatha. And that's it. No, I'm not erasing. Now let's move to the second example.
The girl ate the fish.
The girl ate the fish.
أكلت البنات السمكة.
The girls ate the fish. Okay. Let's do.
The two boys ate the cookies.
Yeah, let's do. The girls ate the fish. The boys ate the cookies.
The two boys ate the cookies.
The two boys ate the cookies. The two boys ate the cookies. Did I spell cookies right? Did I spell cookies right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. The two boys. Okay. So, ate is the first thing. Is that akala? The first thing is akala. Akala. Is it a verb or noun? Verb, right. And this verb, is it, of course you can tell by the subject, boys, it's intended for, like, to refer to these two boys. And what is, so akala, what is the rule for the, is it a verb or a noun?
Mm-hmm.
Verb. Then the second step, is it, what tense, past, present? Present.
Yeah, present.
Present? Akala.
Oh, past.
Ate. So it is past. So when we go to the third page, number 1, we see that verb is here. And past is? Madi. That's right. Now go to page 4 at the very bottom. Okay. Fi'l madi. What is the grammar for the fi'l madi? end of page 4 on the very bottom. فعل ماضي. Split those from these. Split this from these. Like this.
What is this?
Okay. These are, we'll come to them. And then have this and these two.
Okay.
And which sheet one? Put sheet one here. Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so what is the grammar from page 4 at the very bottom? What's the grammar of فعل ماضي? Past tense. On the very, very right. I'm sorry, not the very, very right. In the verb sentence, the verb
Monsoon.
I didn't mention that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. How about in the exchange? I put it somewhere here and I can't find it. Look at page 5 anyway. Put in page,
Page 3 is right here.
Page what? What page?
3.
Page 3? Your pages are not sorted. Is that 3? Yes, where does it say? Yes, it's here. Madi Mabni al al-Fath. You got where is it? Because you'll be using these sheets in your homework. I don't expect you to memorize those. I expect you to look it up at this stage. Okay? So, from that page, which is page, you said 3?
3.
This is فعل ماضي. Huh?
مبني
على الفتحة. مبني means all the time. Where do we put this فتحة?
On the lamb.
Okay. Because there are no attachments to this. أكلة. Okay. Any problems so far?
No.
Okay. Now, what is the second akala? The second one, al-waladan. Al-waladan. Okay. Al-waladan. Al-waladan, is it a verb or a noun?
Noun.
And this noun, playing what role?
The
fa'il, subject. If you don't know what subject is, you go to the first page. What fa'il is, you go to the first page, it tells you subject. Or the dictionary, I call it the dictionary. The first page dictionary tells you that it is, subject means fa'il. And what is the default for fa'il?
Marfu'.
How do you know? What page?
On 4.
Page 4 says فعل.
فعل مرفوع.
I need you to work with me. Okay, where is here? It says فعل مرفوع.
Are you asking
me?
Yeah, I see it.
You see it? The first, the last line, first two words. فعل. فعل. Okay, the ruling of the fa'il, the default ruling or the default grammar for fa'il is what?
Marfu'.
Hence bil alif. Whenever I say the default, then you can have in mind that there are exceptions, like inna, kana. When these articles come into a sentence, it flips. The marfu' mansub marfu' in a certain way that maybe we can learn it in advanced grammar class. So, fa'il marfu. Okay. What is...
Can you find that on page 4?
مرفوع.
الفاعل مرفوع.
Yes. الفاعل مرفوع. In page 4. At the very... Show me page 4.
This one? Okay.
Got it? Okay. Now, الولدان. Let's now, we know now it's marfu, but I want to know the marfu, what dhamma, fatha, what is marfu, what alif. So what do? You go to the table on page?
2.
Page 2. Put your finger on the column. First of all, waladan, is it?
Boy.
Two boys. Is it male or female?
Male.
Is it single, double, plural?
Double.
So put male, double. And see what marfu' for those. So put your finger on marfu', another finger on double, and they meet together and say what? Alif. Bil alif. So now it means that there are no haraka. There is no haraka. It's marfu' with what? Alif. So there is no haraka, there is alif. Wa la da ni. Okay, what if it was mansoob or majroor? Then it becomes, instead of al-waladani, it becomes?
You mean, why is
Kasra again? No, the all the red ones are built in.
Was it Waladain?
Built in.
Oh.
Means, like, has nothing to do with the Arab.
It would either be Waladain or Waladain.
Exactly. It would be Waladaini. If it's Mansoob or Majroor, it would be the what?
Waladaini.
How do I know that? The table in page?
Says, yeah.
Two, yes.
See.
Okay. Marfu' bil alif. And then the last is cookies, al-halwa. Did they say al-halwa or al-halawiyat? Said al-halwa, right?
It's al-halwa, yeah.
Okay, I am going to do it al-halwa and al-halawiyat. So let's do al-halwa first. So I'm going to do both cases. The first one is al-halwa.
It's a verb.
Cookies is a verb.
Cookies
is a thing. Leave
them alone.
Cookies is an object.
Let's be a verb.
It's not a verb.
Let's
it's not an action.
Wants to
okay, al-halwa. Al-halwa. Is it... Name or is it a noun or
it's
verb?
Object.
It's a noun. This noun playing the which rule? Playing the rule of object. So maf'ul bihi. From page 1, number 1, you will see that object is maf'ul bihi.
How is it a noun?
Al-halwa?
Al-halwa.
Cookies.
Isn't it an object? Yeah, cookies.
Yeah.
They're not a noun.
It's noun. Cookies are a noun. Okay. And then it's object because it's being eaten. According to the verb,
yeah.
Okay, it's being eaten, or was eaten. Halwa is it, it's plural or singular or double? Cookies, halwa.
Plural.
Right? Did it say the two cookies or the cookies?
The cookies.
The cookies, okay. So halwa is plural. Okay. This plural, is it standard or not standard?
Standard.
Why?
Because, like...
Standard would be al-halawiyat. That's why I said I'm going to do it both ways. Because the standard way is al-halawiyat.
Oh, so it's... Oh, okay. Wait, then what makes it so that you say al-halwa instead of al-halawiyat? So should we write al halu in the end of the sentence? Yeah, I think I'm going to do that one.
Okay.
Wait,
it ends with alif ta. If it
just
ends with, go ahead.
So what would make you say al halwa and al halwiyat? When would you?
Okay, they are equivalent. But however, they are the same. Halwa and halawiyat are the same.
But
halwa is regular female plural. Halawiyat is regular. Halwa is irregular.
Is there like different times you use them?
No. You pretty much. But I wanna get your attention. If you wanna know is it regular or irregular, see the end. Is the end like this, or like that, or like this? Okay. If it's ended by waw noon, ya noon, alif noon, then it is a standard male plural. You need to write this down. If it's ended with alif ta, then it's a standard female plural. Like this. So I'm going to write this by itself, so because we don't have a space for it right now. Okay. So or halawi. If it is al-halwa, then it's irregular plural. What is irregular plural from the dictionary? It's page 1. Point to it.
I see irregular plural.
Regular, irregular.
You want irregular or regular?
Irregular plural.
Okay, well, I see that.
Mm-hmm. What is it called? Jam' taksir. Good. So, this is playing the role of maf'ul bihi. This is playing the role of maf'ul bihi. Okay? Maf'ul bihi, playing the role of maf'ul bihi. And we want to know what is maf'ul bihi usually takes. Maf'ul bihi. What's the grammar of maf'ul bihi at the bottom of page 4?
Mansoob.
Okay. Then I go to page 2. Irregular mansoob. What is the tashkeel?
Wait, would that be the same exact thing except not?
Hmm?
Not irregular? Like, would it still be
mansoob? Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do mansoob down there for halawiyat. You'll see the difference. Mansoob bil fatha. Why? Because it is a regular plural. What if it is... by the way, irregular plurals work exactly the same like... like noun. Single noun. So if you look at single noun and irregular plural in table number 2, they are identical.
Yeah.
Got it? And even the standard female plural is almost the same except it's mansoob with kasra. That's the only exception. Mansoob with kasra. Okay. So maf'ul bihi mansoob bil fatha. Here, it's maf'ul bihi. You can say here, لأنه جمع تكسير. But here, you say, maf'ul bihi, mansoob. Go see the regular female plural. How do I figure out it's a regular female plural? It ends with what? Alif ta. Bint, banat. Halwa, halawiyat. Things like that. Qamar, qamarat. Shams, shamsat. Things like that. لأنه جمع تكسير. Here it is مفعول به منصوب بال ها. Go to page number 2. Go to page number 2 and tell me for the regular standard
كسرة.
Female plural
بالكسرة.
Is what كسرة. لأنه جمع مؤنث سالم. It's up to you. It's optional. Here I added it because I wanted to show you the difference.
Okay.
If it's حلوى, it's جمع تكسير. If it's حلويات, it's standard plural. Both of them means almost exactly the same. Okay. All right, and I'm going to tell you about something quickly after I take these pictures.